News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Thousands are getting the Leaving Cert results at 10 o'clock this morning, but many children are actually beginning their journey into secondary school as well. But for some, it's not plain sailing. I've been speaking with Ellen Arthenbot from Lucan yesterday. Started by asking her to tell her about her son Charlie's particular situation.
So Charlie is 12. He just finished sixth class in primary school and he's waiting for his placement for secondary school week commencing tomorrow.
We've reached the point where Charlie should be moving on, but he can't move on because right now he doesn't have a space, does he?
No, he's no place in any school in the four schools I've applied to in Lucan since the applications opened last September and October. The very first letters we got back were all refusal letters and placements of numbers on waiting lists.
So in other words, it's not like there's anything wrong with Charlie. He's not a disruptive boy. He's not been excluded. There's just no place for him.
That's it, yeah. He just doesn't tick every single box in every single school in Lucan like that. There's siblings, feeder skills, catchment areas, there's a whole list of things. He ticks some boxes in all skills and not all of them. So the demand in Lucan, I think there's 11, maybe 12 primary skills and there's only 6 secondary skills. So a combination of not enough skills and we're left on waiting list than we have been since the very first application that we made. He's also the eldest in my house, so he has no siblings to, follow suit.
There's no one gone ahead of him that could vouch for him, if I could put it that way. So, Ellen, tell us the impact that this is having on you in a minute, but first of all on Charlie himself, because all of his buddies are starting school, but he's not.
Yeah, it's very stressful. Like, from the minute we got the first, the week we applied, 2 or 3 weeks later, we start getting the letters in the post and like that. He'd be coming home from school, checking the post box, and there were letters saying your number this on the waiting list, your number that on the waiting list. And maybe 3 or 4 weeks later, they'd follow with an updated letter and we'd move up 10 places or we'd move up 5 places. And that was going on for ages. And then like that, his friends were getting accepted into different schools and he was saying, oh, well, hopefully I get this skill because my best friend's here. Or hopefully I get that skill because the lads on my football team are here. But he was just not getting any of them. Now, there was probably about 6 or 7 of his friends I knew between school and football teams on the housing estate that were in the same situation. But today, now, the week the school is gone back now, he's the only one that I know with no place. So, yeah, it is majorly impacting on him. Like, his friends are asking him every other day, did you get in yet? Did you get in yet? And family, friends, have you got your school bag? Are you ready to start school? And the answer is no. I can't buy anything. We don't know where we're going. I can buy a pair of school shoes because they're generic, but we don't know what we're doing or where we're going. It looks like he'll be sitting at home now tomorrow and next week until they see where the no-shows come into secondary school. So it's impacting the whole lot of us as a family and then the wider friends and that kind of thing.
Charlie didn't fall from the sky. He's been going to primary school for the last, whatever it would be, 8 years. So therefore, they knew he was coming, but there just wasn't a space for him.
Yeah. He's been in. We're born and bred in Lucan, both sides of our family. My own parents, Charlie's grandparents, went to school in Lucan. Yeah, he didn't fall from the sky. But yeah, he's in the feeder school for majority of the skills we apply to. He's just not up the top of the list of them, and the problem is that every child is applying to all 5 or 6 secondary skills.
Whatever about Charlie waiting for the post, this must be really stressing you out as his mam, because you want to make sure he gets everything he deserves and this is outside of your control.
Yeah, absolutely. His only son. Like, I'm knocking on doors, I'm shouting as loud as I can. This is really last resort. I really didn't want to put a post on Facebook or go to social media at all. But when it's affecting him so much that, he's asking questions, why me? And is there a reason why I didn't get a place? Then, I done well on my football team and I done well in this exam and how come that school won't let me into the school? It's the last resort, just get people aware that by holding all these places and by having a place, some of his friends and good friends of his, they have places in secondary schools that they might not necessarily want. So they're holding their spots on waiting list and all others up until this week to wait and see if they get preference. By them doing that, we're all pushed further down the waiting list
Well, we have the Minister for Education coming onto the programme a little bit later on, Ellen. What message do you want to send to her on behalf of Charlie?
Well, Charlie's my son, and I know he's not the only child in this situation, but the system is flawed and something needs to be done about it. Why a child who's living, born from this area for their whole life has gone to primary school in this area, and I am on social media, I'm on the radio fighting to get a place for him. We need answers, we need changes. It's just a disgrace.
I'm going to pick it up with the Minister. She's with us just after 8 o'clock. Ellen Arbunot, thank you very much for joining us. We wish Charlie the best of luck when he does start school, because he is going to start school, because he has to start school, and hopefully he'll be in a school close to his home. If you're in a similar situation too, Ellen, 53106, let us know this morning, 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.